From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. The U.S. took the unusual step of allowing that resolution rather than issuing a veto. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the U.S. repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
And as White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, called the Friday resolution disgraceful. An Islamic State-linked video purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if the 24-year-old Anis Amri received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials are increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives infiltrating their countries. The fear had once been that the migrants and refugee flowed would sneak in operatives. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday, checking on their homes after the last rebels left the city on Thursday. Residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions to resolve the conflict in Syria. Turkey has imposed several media restrictions following the release of an Islamic State video purporting to show the killing of two Turkish soldiers. The video release came as Turkey is still reeling from the killing Thursday of numerous Turkish soldiers fighting to recapture the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones reporting now from Istanbul.
For several hours, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube were all blocked. After the blanket ban was lifted, internet service was reportedly slow across the country, and all sites showing the video were blocked. Turkish mainstream media did not report on the video. While there's been no Turkish official reaction to the video, authorities are quoted in local media saying the restrictions were imposed for the sake of public order. The video follows Thursday's killing of 16 Turkish soldiers by an IS suicide bomber. That was the largest number of fatalities in one incident since August, when Turkey launched its cross-border operation into Syria against IS and Syrian Kurdish rebel groups. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. And on the TV network MSNBC, Mr. Trump said, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all," he said. Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. And Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. American actress and author Carrie Fisher, known for her role in the movie Star Wars, is reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack. It happened near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to Los Angeles. Emergency crews who met the plane said they administered advanced life support measures while rushing the 60-year-old actress to a hospital.
That's the latest world news from VOA.